gets it. Bullets alone. Touchdown, New York.
Swung on a miss. Strike three. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
Anthony's going to try and get one more shot off for him. Throw the buzzer.
Oh, he puts it in.
Mark Messier.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
What's going on, YouTube? Welcome back to TKM Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Tracewell. Now, it's been a couple, at least it's been about 10, 11 days since I really posted my last podcast. And what we were talking about in the last podcast was going into rival week, right? Michigan, Ohio State, a lot of things went into week 13. Week 14, sorry. Michigan, Ohio State. We're talking about South Carolina and Clemson, right? South Carolina came out with a win. Michigan beat Ohio State, which was absolutely crazy. West Virginia got destroyed by Texas Tech. I know that's not a rival game, but 52-15 is absolutely embarrassing. We had Miami lost to Syracuse, pretty much knocked them out of the playoffs, knocked them out of this contention. So that was crazy. We had the Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn. Alabama dominated Auburn throughout that game. Texas and Texas A&M. Later on in that evening, we had Texas beat them 17-7. Then Iowa State took out Kansas State to help make their chance for the Big 12 championship game. So this past weekend was championship weekend. And championship weekend was a little bit interesting. We had a bunch of games. So to start out today, we had Arizona State dominated Iowa State. It wasn't even close. The game was never close. Arizona State is a real team. And yes, they're number four in the college football playoff, which we'll get to in a little bit. But Arizona State was better than a lot of people thought they were going to be. So I was impressed with how they beat Iowa State down in the Big 12 championship. Then we had the MAC championship. OU played Miami of Ohio. And I thought this game would have been a little bit more interesting. It wasn't. OU absolutely destroyed Miami of Ohio 38-3. Good for them to win the MAC championship. Georgia played Texas. Carson Beck gets hurt at half. So the update really thing on Carson Beck is I don't think he's going to play in the college football playoff. I think he's got that Brock Purdy injury that Brock Purdy had when they played the Eagles in the NFC championship game a couple years ago. I think that's the same thing that Carson Beck has, and I don't think he's going to play in the college football playoff, which is going to impact Georgia's success from here. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the episode here. But they got the job done. They beat Texas twice. Now, Texas's two losses of the season have come to Georgia. And Kirby somehow finds a way to get it done when it matters the most. So Georgia got the win over Texas in overtime, and they won the SEC championship. Marshall played Louisiana, the Raging Canes, and for the Sun Belt. People thought that would be competitive. It wasn't. Marshall absolutely blew out Louisiana, 31-3. Oregon and Penn State. So people, when it came to the Big Ten championship game, we all knew what Ohio State and Oregon game was. It was electrifying. No defense. Great offense. So we thought, well, let's see what Penn State can do against Oregon. And it's the same thing we found out with Ohio State. No defense, awesome offense. Now, Oregon did get two picks on Drew Allar. That make much difference? Not really, because the scoreline was 45-37. It's not really that big of a difference in scoreline there. Penn State had an opportunity to win the game, and the thing we learned about Oregon, we've learned the same thing I've talked about all season about Oregon, is the reality. Their defense is average. It's just as good as anybody else's defense in the Big Ten right now. Their offense is the best in the country. I can't think of a team, even SEC, Big 12, Boise State, it doesn't matter. They're in the ACC that can stop this offense. Dylan Gabriel's elite. I don't know anybody who can stop this offense. So that's why Oregon's 13-0. Clemson and SMU for the ACC championship game. Everybody thought SMU was going to win this game and be more competitive throughout the first half. And if they would have, they would have won this game. But Clemson dominated the first half of this game. And then all of a sudden, SMU comes out of nowhere and gets back in the football game. And Dabo Swinney and Clemson have to hit a 50-yard field goal to win this game. And that's never happened before. Clemson sneaks their way in the college football playoff. SMU's in. Our Friday games, Boise State got themselves in the college football playoff by taking out UNLV. Army had a great season. 11-1 season. The only loss was to Notre Dame. Army had a great season, in my opinion. And they play this week against Navy, which I think they will win. Army had an awesome season. For a team that doesn't throw the football, and I know people say, well, they should maybe make the college football playoff, but they don't throw the ball. Army threw in their game against Tulane two passes for 17 yards and ran the rest of the game. Army won 35-14, but Army's defense is good and Army's run game is great. Their pass game's not very good, so I wouldn't have took Army over Tulane at all. Jacksonville State took out Western Kentucky, beat them 52-12. Rich Rodriguez was the head coach, Jacksonville State, and by the time this episode comes out, I think he's going to be the head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Good to have you back, Coach. Glad to have you back. It's, you know, Neil Brown got fired from WVU. And listen, Neil's a good guy. And Neil can coach ACC-level ball. He's a run-first, kind of like a Georgia Tech football style of football. Big 12, that doesn't work. And it's been obvious. And for me, really, that I think about Neil Brown, you know, he's a good dude. He represents our university very, very well. But his style of play doesn't work in the Big 12. It's not his fault. But it's better for both parties. For him to move on and find success, for WVU to move on and find success, and to go back to Rich Rodriguez, who's proven himself at Jacksonville State, who had a winning record at Arizona, who was the head, who was the offense coordinator at Ole Miss. Leaving WVU can be a mistake, but also, you know, it can be redeemed. So let's see if WVU can be redeemed with Rich Rodriguez's leadership. So just bringing that up. Anyway, college football playoff, right? Was announced. We got our bracket. We got who we wanted to see. And for first round, you know, think about it. I love the fact, so to me personally, and this might be just me, first round and second round should be home games. I know first round is home game, but I think the second round should be too. I think Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, I think, and Oregon and Arizona State should have a home game. I don't think they need to be bowl games. I don't think they need to be the Rose Bowl or the All-State Sugar. I think those should be for the Final Four, the last two teams, right? Let's get the bowl games out for those. But for the, you know, it'd be cool to have the first two rounds. And I'm super happy that the first round is a home game. You know, a home game in South Bend in December 20th where it's snowing, Indiana, Notre Dame, right? State rival game, Cignetti, Freeman, right? It's going to be an awesome game. It's the first game of the college football playoff, December 20th, but it's awesome. I think home games in college football for the college football playoff are awesome. I think the first and second round would benefit. And after that, you know, your last, you know, your top, you know, your two teams here and two teams, like just like the before, right? Your final four are get the bowl games and then the national championship. Penn State and SMU, Texas and Clemson, Ohio State and Tennessee. So that's our first round. So here's my predictions. I'll just give them out. I really will. I'll give them out to you guys. I mean, Indiana, Notre Dame, I think it's Indiana. I think it's Cignetti. I think Cignetti sat around and thought, you know, the only team we lost to is Ohio State. Notre Dame has played a couple good teams, Army being one of them and beating them. But Notre Dame's vulnerable, and they've shown their vulnerability throughout the season. I mean, they have. Yes, they have won good games, but they played a competitive game against Louisville and could have lost. Could have lost to Louisville. And then outside of that, I mean, they haven't really played anybody that's been all that great. So, and they played Texas A&M at the beginning of the season, but I think if you squared them with Texas A&M right now, Texas A&M could beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame has one of the best secondaries of all of football. Their secondary is insane. But it's the faith in Riley Leonard that I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Marcus Freeman and the defense. Notre Dame has a real defense. I have a problem with their offense and how that's going to generate with Riley Leonard. I don't believe in Riley Leonard. I didn't believe in him at Duke, and I don't believe in him now. And you're telling me to go against Cignetti in the Big Ten, who his only loss was to Ohio State. And he's played better competition than Notre Dame has. And so, to me, I would rather roll with Indiana, and I think Indiana, because it's an in-state game, that they could upset Notre Dame at home. I really think that could happen. Notre Dame is heavy favored. I still don't know why. I don't know why they're 7.5 favored. I know their defense is good, but I don't think they're this crazy good to be getting that high of a favor over a in-state game there. But that's just me. I'm gonna roll with Indiana over Notre Dame. SMU, Penn State. I got to roll with Penn State. Now, do I think SMU can make them competitive? Yeah, I do. I think SMU can make it interesting. But an all-white-out Penn State, right, that's got something to prove. I'm going with Penn State over SMU. It's at Penn State. You got to give me Penn State. Clemson and Texas. This is where it gets interesting because Quinn Ewers and Cade Klubnik have a little bit of history there. I think I'm pretty sure they have some history of playing football against each other. To me, I've got to roll. I know people want me to roll. I believe the SEC is so much better than the ACC. The SEC is the most dominant conference, right? In some way, I believe Dabo Swinney could turn the tide here. Dabo's experience in the big moments. He's won national championships. And to me, when I look at Clemson, I don't think they're a great team, but I don't think they should be a team to be ignored. I'm going to go with Clemson. I know Steve Sarkisian has a better team. I know Quinn Ewers is better than Caden. But, I mean, listen. Against all the odds, Clemson was told they weren't going to beat SMU, and they did. I'm not saying it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Clemson could win by maybe a field goal. But I think Clemson can win. I think they're good enough to win. So, give me Clemson over Texas. And then, I think the best game, this is the best game of the college football playoff first round, is Tennessee and Ohio State. Because Tennessee makes this interesting. They really, Tennessee makes it, Ohio State's at home, so it's in Columbus. Ohio State has a lot to prove. Ohio State has a great offense, great defense. They spent $20 million on this roster to get it right. The Tennessee has a sneaky good defense people don't pay attention to. I don't understand the college football playoff of why they're giving, on a base-to-base Saturday, don't ever give, high spreads. And they are giving Ohio State a minus 7.5. Tennessee. Tennessee has a good offense. They're 10-2. And they have a solid defense. Minus 7.5 seems really far-fetched for a team who lost to Michigan, who wasn't even ranked, and it was 6-5. I'm just saying. It's finishing the season 7-5, and you lost 13-10. But, we're going to favor Tennessee. We're going to favor Ohio State by more than a touchdown over Tennessee. Absolutely insane to me. Just insane to me. I know Ohio State's great. I know Ohio State should win this game easily. But to favor them that far over Tennessee's insane to me. Tennessee has had a solid season. They've been in the run. And listen, they lost to Georgia, but they lost 31-17. They competed throughout the game. Tennessee's competed throughout. They beat Alabama 24-7. They beat Oklahoma 25-15. I mean, their defense has been kind of solid all season. And I lost. They had some bad losses. They lost to Arkansas and they lost to Georgia. But I mean, losses can happen. But to say it's going to be that big of a margin is insane. Now, if you told me Ohio State by 4.5, sure, I can get behind it. I'll get behind that. 5.5, okay, I can get behind it. Can I get behind Tennessee losing by more than a touchdown? Not really. I can't see it. I'm going to roll with Ohio State. I am. Because Ohio State and Ryan Day, I think they have to win. It's going to be hard to keep Ryan Day around if he's not in the top four. To me, that's really hard to get around for him to keep his job right now. So that's how I feel. So the college football play, I know I kind of ran through it a little bit. And could I go to the next round, right? So who do the second round? I think Boise State loses to Penn State if they match. That's just personally to me. If Penn State gets in, I think Boise State loses. I think that's what Arizona State, if they meet Texas or Clemson. I think Arizona State has a good shot with Clemson. Texas, I think it gets a little difficult. But they can score a lot of points. So Arizona State could sneak their way in just because they can score a lot of points. Oregon, Ohio State, or if Ohio State gets in over Tennessee, then I think Ohio State has to win. If Tennessee gets in, I think Oregon will win by landslide because Oregon's offense is unstoppable. And I don't think Tennessee can keep up with them. So I would roll with Oregon. And then Georgia. So this is where we talk about Georgia. No Carson Beck. Carson Beck's not going to play the rest of the season. We got to see, what does this backup bring? Is he good enough to be able to compete at this level? Is he as good as Carson Beck? I don't think so. Georgia has an insane run game, has a great run game and a great defense. But without a quarterback, it makes them vulnerable. And having to match up with Indiana and Notre Dame in the first round is going to be, they have a chance. But to meet Penn, if they meet Penn State, it might be over. I mean, that's just my thought process over it. It might be over. Georgia would be my pick if Carson Beck was healthy to win the whole thing. I don't bet against Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart's one of the best coaches in college football for a reason. And he's probably the best college, you know, coach in college football since Nick Saban's retirement. But to me, without a quarterback, it's almost impossible to win a national championship. You could do it. He probably can. And maybe his backup's good enough to do it. But we haven't seen enough. And I didn't see enough versus Texas to tell me that he could ultimately get it done. I saw enough from the defense and the run game that told me they can get it done. From the quarterback position, I don't know. And if you take out the passing, it makes it vulnerable. It makes it easy for a defense, right? So that's my only worrisomes about Georgia. I think let's see what they do. The bye is going to help Georgia a bunch, right? But we got to see who they pair up with. If they pair up against Notre Dame, it's going to be tougher for them because Notre Dame's secondary is super good. Notre Dame's defense is good, and Notre Dame ain't going to have to do a lot to be able to, in my opinion, to be able to compete with Georgia if the starting quarterback isn't, you know, who we think he needs to be. Indiana could get a little bit more interesting. I don't think their defense is as good as Notre Dame's, but their offense is good. Their offense is fast. So, like I said, it just depends. It all depends, right? We just got to see where Georgia's going to fit with the quarterback problem. Right, we got to see how they play without him. They only played a half, and one pass from Quinn Ewers could have changed that entire game. Could have changed the whole reality for this. They could be playing in this Clemson right now, right? They could be playing Clemson right now. So we just don't know because we haven't seen enough. So that's my whole thought process for college football play, and we'll cover more down the road. But that is my college football playoff take. I don't want to talk, you know, my prediction, you know, going forward, because anything can happen. Until the first round happens, then we'll talk about the rest. But I want to see the first round and then the second round, you know, who they get their matchups with. Bill Belichick being hired at UNC. Man, that's crazy. I didn't expect. Here's my thing with Bill Belichick. I don't know how that benefit. UNC, I don't know how that benefit. I know he has history there, family, a bit of family history. I get it, you know what I mean? But I don't know how that benefits Bill Belichick at all. I don't know how Bill Belichick's style of coaching is going to... I mean, I know he's one of the best... He's probably the best coach that's ever coached football. He really is. Probably the greatest coach ever. But I would expect it, you know, an SEC school or something, right? If he's going to go back to college, he's got to get Big Ten SEC. Somebody's, you know, can draw a lot of attention, right? And help him get a bunch of players. Maybe it's just me that's thinking wrong. Maybe he's thinking about going to the ACC and be able to dominate football. And, you know, he's talked about, right, being if he coached college football, it'd be like a place for him to help players get to the pros. And listen, I'm telling you, anybody gets on a Bill Belichick defense is going to possibly be able to go pro because he's one of a kind. But I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. It's a little bit, it's interesting for me, really. I don't know how to feel about that. So that is really for me overall. That is a little bit of college football. That is the most important stuff to talk about. NFL, I'll just jump into it, highlight a little bit. Buffalo clinched their division. Aaron Rodgers is done for the season. The Patriots are done for the season. Not for the postseason. Cleveland's out for the postseason. Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Raiders, the Giants, and that's pretty much all the teams that have been eliminated up to this point. The teams that have made the playoffs are the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, and the Detroit Lions. Outside of that, everybody else is kind of still in contention. For my Pittsburgh Steelers, 10-3, got a tough couple weeks here. Got Philadelphia. It's going to be a tough week this week against, and listen, the Eagles are special. Then we got Baltimore, and then Christmas Day, we've got Kansas City Chiefs and then Bengals. So we got three tough, tough weeks here, and we need to at least capture a win or two. I think we can beat the Bengals at the end of the season, but we've got to be able to try to sneak some wins here in the next 3 weeks. Pittsburgh, if I'm not looking high hopes on beating the Eagles because I know how good the Eagles are, but if we did beat the Eagles, we would clinch the division this week and we would take the AFC North. Houston, for the AFC South, Houston's going to get it. The Colts aren't good enough. Houston's definitively going to get it. Kansas City has clinched their spot. The Chargers and Broncos are going to be battling battling it out with Baltimore for another playoff position. And that is really what's going on in the AFC. Like, you could say Miami maybe could find their way in the mix. And you could say that, I don't know, Cincinnati. But it'll be tough for Cincinnati to really get in there with the Chargers and the Broncos to make it headways. In the NFC, Dallas is done. They're done. They've been done. They're just done. Washington's going to find their way in the playoffs somehow. But really, when you look across the rest of the conference, the NFC North's going to find their way in. Right? So I think the Commanders will find their way in. Tampa Bay, I think, will win the South. And the West, I know the Seahawks at the top, but I think the Rams could really make contention for it and possibly sneak their. They've already beaten the Seahawks once. And if the Rams finish winning out and beat the Seahawks, they could easily get their way into the playoffs. So, but if we're talking about wild card spots and that bunch, I think the Falcons to the Panthers are out. I don't think the Falcons can make it. I don't think anybody from the West is making it. I think only the divisional leader is going to make it. So I think Tampa Bay will make it. I think the Rams can make it and the Commanders. And then it goes for the wild card, right? For the rest of it. Outside of the Commanders, we have the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. I think the Bears will be eliminated this week. I think the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. I think three teams out of the NFC North are going to be in the playoffs. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. The Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers. And the Packers, remember I started my beginning of the year, I thought the Packers would be in the Super Bowl. I still think they can. I still think the Packers probably should have beaten the Lions. Just Dan Campbell knows what he's doing. Their defense didn't show up, but the Packers, the Vikings, and the Lions have been, and the Eagles have been awesome in the NFC. The Commanders have slacked off a little bit more than they've needed to, but those four teams have been awesome this year to watch. I think all four of them have been really fun to watch. In the AFC, we all know who, I've already talked about the AFC, but that's what's going on in the NFL right now. And every single week, by the way, I do NFL week pick'ems, so this week we'll be doing, I'm pretty sure it's week 15. Yeah, week 14, we did 8-4. The week 13, we were 16-16. We were unbeatable in Thanksgiving week. So that was awesome. That was awesome to have. I love that that happened. But this week, we'll be doing week 15, and it'll be coming out Thursday before Thursday Night Football. Well, if this episode comes out by then. So I typically do week pick'ems before Thursday Night Football on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. On the YouTube channel here, I post them every single week. So if you want to, you know, see where games I'm picking and who I think's gonna win that week, just, you know, hop on in. But we'll be doing that every single week until the playoffs get here, and then we'll do playoff pick'ems, which will be pretty fun. NBA is going through the cup right now. They're going through the NBA Cup. NHL's, you know, rolling through the season. MLS, the LA Galaxy, finished the season. They win their sixth title all time. That's awesome. The Galaxy deserved it. They had a great season. You know what? I'm still mad because the New York Red Bulls got in there, and they disappointed me pretty much. That team that's fake New Jersey, you know, disappointed me. I thought NYCFC would have done a better job. That's just me because I'm an NYCFC fan, but that's just me. And then WWE is going crazy. Survivor Series was fun. I probably talked about that in the last episode. College basketball, WVU basketball has been awesome this season. College basketball, I kind of jump in later in the towards February and get into March Madness. And then MLB. The biggest news story I can give you is Juan Soto is signed with the Mets. $765 million for 15 years. Yankees offered him 16 years for $760. He wanted a suite. Jeter and Aaron Judge don't even get suites. They have to pay for him too. So he was mad that he didn't get to pay for him. And then something with the security thing with his family. Listen, to me, I think Juan Soto is a great player. But to me, for him to get more money than Shohei Ohtani, who can pitch and hit, that's crazy. That's just crazy to me. It's insane. He don't pitch. And he's getting more money than Shohei. That's wild. But I guess the Mets will be happy about it. They got him for the rest of his career, and they're probably afterward. He's probably got about another 10 years, and they're going to be paying for him another 5. So we'll see what the Mets can do to pair him. And then Max Fried got signed with the Yankees. So a couple things have been going on. This episode is really just college football. Army-Navy this week, right? Let's go Army. I'm not really in between, but I think Army's going to win. I don't really care who wins. I think it's a great game for college football. But to me, I think Army will beat Navy. Army's had the most success of the season. But Navy could surprise. They are 8-3. They could make shockwaves. So, but I want to talk about the college football playoff. Hope you all enjoy this episode. And come join the come follow the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter. Every couple days, really. I kind of talk about, every week I talk about college football and highlight about the NFL and any breaking news. So, ladies and gentlemen, hope you all enjoy this episode, and I'll see y'all later.